Thank you and good morning. The California Highway Patrol is investigating the cause of a fatal traffic collision on Highway 299 at about 6:30 last night. With Highway 101 closed to the south, more traffic has been seen on 299, and a head-on collision between two vehicles left at least one person dead, several injured, and one vehicle over the edge of the roadway and down an embankment. The collision closed down the freeway in both directions for nearly 2 hours as police, fire, and medical units rushed to the scene, and at least four people were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries. Humboldt State University will host a campus vigil on Thursday in memory of student David Josiah Lawson, who was stabbed to death during an altercation at a house party in Arcata early Saturday morning. Lawson's family is expected to arrive on Wednesday and join officials on the campus for the vigil, and both HSU police and Arcata police have asked for the public's help. There were as many as 50 people in attendance when the incident happened, and police are still asking for anyone who may have been there to come forward and speak to investigators. A 23-year-old man has been arrested in connection with the stabbing, Kyle Zellner, but police have released no details regarding the events that led to the altercation. Lawson, from Paris, California, was a sophomore criminal justice major, and the school has reached out to his family and friends to provide support. The details for the vigil have not been finalized. The Board of Supervisors meets this morning, and the newest supervisor, Mike Wilson, will see his Godwit Days proclamation recognized. And the board will also issue a proclamation in honor of Lisa Dugan, the director of the Regional Child Support Services, with the Debbie Fromm Leadership Award. The board will note the retirement of 19-year veteran of the Sheriff's Office Custody Services Division, Shelley Beck, as well as recognize the Finding Bigfoot Festival, which will be held on the 29th. The board will issue letters of support for state legislation, including Assembly Bill 410, co-authored by Assemblymember Jim Wood, that beginning in 2018 would allow a licensed marijuana grower to remit state taxes on that product through a licensed distributor. The board also supports Senate Bill 3, the Affordable Bond Act, co-authored by Senator Mike McGuire, that would offset losses in federal funding for affordable housing programs and replace some of that lost funding with existing bond revenues from the state, including set-asides for rural communities. If you want to get into or out of Humboldt County from the south, you'll need to find another route other than Highway 101, which is expected to remain closed due to slide activity. The site of the slide north of Leggett was the site of slides in December and March, and Caltrans has one-way controlled traffic in place through Sunday night when the hillside came down over the barricade. Caltrans doesn't expect to have the roadway open to controlled traffic before tomorrow, and there are concerns that the slide has not finished and that more debris will come down. Motorists are encouraged to check road conditions before they leave home. In Hoopa, arson could be the cause of a fire that destroyed three buildings at Hoopa High School early yesterday morning. The Sheriff's Office and the County Arson Investigation Team have opened an investigation into the fire that ripped through the auto shop, wood shop, and choir room. When firefighters arrived at about 3 a.m., they found the buildings fully involved, and the fire destroyed all three. No injuries were reported. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Sadly, the news that a local man had been arrested and then convicted for sexual crimes committed against children is not as rare as we would like. It happened last week when a jury convicted Brendan Bemis, who faces up to 8 years in prison at sentencing. District Attorney Maggie Fleming spoke about the issue of child sexual abuse on Talk Shop and reported that it's very common. Fleming cited national statistics that as many as 1 in 3 children will suffer abuse, and it highlights how important local support services are for the victims.
What we know, and it's one of the reasons why I think the child abuse team works so hard and works so well together, is an understanding that this has such an emotional toll on a child and a family that we try to provide services immediately. So we work with Department of Health and Human Services. They fund significantly the CAS team.
Fleming said that a child sexual abuse case will involve the Witness Assistance Program, Rape Crisis Team members, social services, among others, in an effort to help the victim and family to recover.
We really try to provide wraparound services and help children and family members going through the process, with the idea being that if we do it right, hopefully we're helping this child move through this and pass this Too often we see children who, either because it goes unreported or because when reported they didn't get services, are then victimized again.
You can listen to DA Maggie Fleming talk shop about the DA's office by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.